A dance-off. At stake, the title of Russia's best breakdancer, and potentially the chance to compete for the first ever Olympic breakdancing medals in next year's Paris Games. Since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine last year, many international sporting organizations banned Russian and Belarusian athletes from competitions. But with time, more exceptions are being made.
Last year, for me, it was like a kick, because for 2-3 months, I was really like in depression. But Olympics was like goal number one, and its goal take a lot of time, take program for my mind, and keep focus on this goal.
On stage, Sergey goes by Bumblebee. He won the individual b-boy gold medal at the 2018 Summer Youth Olympics, where breakdancing made its debut. And with the senior games now a realistic goal, the 22-year-old is practicing 4 hours every day.
Breakdancing is popular in Russia, and many athletes here hope they'll be able to continue chasing their dream of bringing home a gold medal in this sport in next year's Summer Olympic Games in Paris.
Watching on, one of the most prominent sport coaches in this country, a woman who's in charge of preparing Russia's rhythmic gymnasts. She says her team, too, is ready to compete.
Team always ready. Russian team has 51 Olympic medals and 452 medal of world championship and European championship. It's a good result. 25 years we are first in Olympic Games. Sport and politics is very different.
Nonetheless, the IOC remains under pressure from more than 30 countries that are calling for a ban on all Russian athletes at the Games, arguing a country that launched the war has no place in any international sporting competition. Still a chance, if a receding one then, of disappointment for these young fans keen to see their heroes on the biggest stage. Bumblebee says for him, breakdancing is freedom, something that shouldn't be constrained by politics. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.